Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Global transmission. I guess that'd be 1 o'clock Eastern, high noon Central, where I come to you from, Austin, Texas. Here's the deal. I want to give you a chance to tell me what you think about Obamacare, global care, banker care, and the Supreme Court ruling, John Roberts, the reports that he changed his votes 15 minutes before. That's got a bunch of news articles, people saying he was crying or he was on drugs. They were going to announce, and the word was that it was unconstitutional last week, but then they postponed it. I mean, and I said, ooh, that doesn't bode well. And it's because of the trillions that the banksters that own the big insurance companies are going to get. And that's what nobody in the right wing is going to tell you. God bless their little hearts. I mean, I agree with them on the Second Amendment, on abortion, but on all the other issues, they're just bamboozled by crony capitalists. The crony capitalists are the ones everywhere that fund the communist system. And they destroy your industry, shut everything down where you've got to be on the government dole. Because that becomes the economy. That becomes, you know, the factories are at the prisons. And it's a trap. That's what this corrupt, sickening ruling class has done. They're putting a bunch of TSA people all over the place, you know, pulling William Shatner's pants down. I mean, I just want to be left alone by these people. I want to just have some victories. But in a way, the fact that things are getting worse so much faster is a victory. I mean, I get the point of Joseph Curl in the Washington Times, is that worse is better. That's what the communists used to say. You know, they wanted to undermine things so it would collapse so they could take over. Well, we're not glad the globalists are collapsing things, but yeah, worse is better. I guess it will wake people up. That's what Andrew Napolitano, Judge Napolitano, is saying. He's saying this will get libertarians behind Romney. I don't know anybody, hardly, that really supports Romney. Or they say, well, he's Obama light. Really? Is he Obama light? I mean, Holder's a crook and discredited. Obama's a crook and discredited. You really think Obama could stay in 4 years and get away with martial law, get away with new wars, get away with this? I don't think so, even if he tried a race war like he tried with Trayvon Martin. And again, I don't even sit here and theorize about politics, what would work better. I mean, I know everybody else does that. I just say justice be done, the heavens fall. People say, oh, well, that's not a very nuanced or complex way of thinking. Look, I'm engage in a lot of complex thinking. All right, ladies and gentlemen, all I do is study literature and art and history and news, and I know how little I do know. That's how much I know, which is a whole lot. But I'm telling you, the way we're going is the way every corrupt empire goes, and our death is being accelerated. Our rotting degeneration is moving very quickly, and it isn't pretty. And this is going to swallow up the ruling class as well. The crony capitalists and working with communists and socialists is going to end up destroying them. And they think they can have this balancing act and play the communists and the dependents and the welfare people off on what's left of the middle class. It isn't going to work. And let me tell you, then there's the zombification of society. People either get in the fast lane and drive 20 miles under the speed limit, I saw this today, with just enjoyment, that's like their power, or they drive recklessly. Some guy, I'm in the middle lane driving to work, on 290, I'm going 70 miles an hour, speed limit. In the middle lane, car, three car lengths, four car lengths ahead of me. I don't even usually follow that close, but things were bunching. And here comes a guy in a Chevy work truck almost hitting me. And he goes around me and almost hits two other cars. And I'm just like, and you talk to people. They can't even take an order at a restaurant. People can't or don't even talk anymore. They're dumber than a box of rocks. And it literally is like the zombie apocalypse. I mean, I'm telling you, we're in trouble, folks. Things are going to collapse. I mean, I'm sure of it. The question is, when? Let me give the number out. We're going to take your calls when we come back. had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give the number out, and I'm going to take your phone calls. As I start getting into the news, I will never, never get to your calls. So we're going to take about 40 minutes of calls, interspersed with a little bit of headlines, and then I'm going to news blitz the last 20 minutes of this hour. And then we've got the legendary whistleblower joining us, Frank Serpico, and we'll get his take on all the corruption in the world. He's the guy, of course, one of the most famous police officers in U.S. history, who exposed that basically all the detectives were dealing drugs, running whores, everything else you can imagine. And many cities have just fallen to where the police are total mafias now. And the troops grow the opium in Afghanistan. No one wants to hear this. It's like, oh, don't talk bad about the troops. The troops themselves aren't bad. They're the ones complaining about it. But the bureaucrats and the bankers running things think we're so stupid. They run Al-Qaeda in Libya. They're now putting Al-Qaeda into Syria publicly. And it's not an outrage. And I know I talk about that every hour. I just can't get over it myself, how ridiculous it's all gotten. The federal government's building up for war with us. The drones they're launching, this Obamacare thing is such a nightmare, so authoritarian, so unconstitutional. And then you get the socialists that think government can help people. Yeah, I mean, it saws off a leg and gives you a peg that they're like, well, it is for the insurance companies. They did write it, Tarpley earlier. You're right. It is a payoff to them, and it is a tax to them, but some people that aren't covered will be covered now. Yeah, when they bankrupt the whole system and it allows them to control the care. I mean, have you seen the banksters have lobbied for this in Europe and everywhere else, and it destroys the healthcare system? It wrecks everything, and you'll never be happy until you wreck everything. All right, I'm ranting. And then everybody from Sarah Palin to Rush Limbaugh to Rick Perry is freaking out over John G. Roberts, the Bush appointee, George W. Bush appointee. The word is changing his vote and coming out red-eyed and everything. And did he have a seizure? Did they threaten him? Gee, you think people get threatened when trillions of dollars are on the table? I mean, look at all. Look. Again, I'm not even a Republican. But look at the Democratic appointees. I mean, they would win an ugly contest. And I don't usually go off how somebody looks, because I'm not the prettiest person in the world. But let me tell you something. Their eyes, their mannerisms. Sotomayor, Elena Kagan. I mean, these are gibbering weirdos. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, what a freak, who says the UN should make our laws. Go look it up. And they should control our rulings. Okay, I'm already ranting. I'm going to give you the number. I want to get your take. If you can get in, medical doctors, nurses, whatever. Hey, you like this idea? You think this is a great idea? Or are there people out there that support it? I promise that I'm going to try to control myself. I can't guarantee it. But I, if you disagree, you can get in as well. We don't screen your calls. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The phones are open. But the guy called in, and he gave the NPR line of, this will be just like Social Security. It won't be bad like you say. And I'm like thinking of what a Ponzi scheme Social Security is. I'm thinking of what a scam it is, how the banksters set it up to make us dependent. And here he is. They just believe in this system. They like it. But see, the system's coming to an end, which was planned to bring in this even more horrible public world government run by megabanks that say on the news, we're their slaves. You know, CNBC, yes, we're slaves of the bankers. They rule us, and we're slaves. Are we slaves? Yes. Yes, absolutely. What about you? Are we slaves of bankers? Yes, we're absolutely slaves. I mean, don't you get it? They want this. They want open borders. They want government-run health care. And by the way, I'm an expert on eugenics. I'm an expert. I've read, over the years, probably 50, 60 books written by these people, hundreds of their papers, their documents. Aaron's read over 100 books. I mean, we got a whole library written by these people. Their dream is to get control of health care so they can control it. The death panels, the rationing, it's all real. Where even if you've got money, Paul Watson's got money to go to a private doctor. He does one of the best jobs anybody working here, so he's paid the most. And let me tell you something. He's a contractor. He couldn't go get health care when he needed it. He had to go to the NHS, and they wouldn't help him. They wouldn't even do a test. He could hardly do his job for a month with a chest cold. I wasn't watching C-SPAN where they get up there and go, yes, they're waiting a year and a half or 2 years for a surgery and they're dying. Yes, it's true. We need to do more. You know, killing people, killing old people, literally killing them. And now they tell you in Newsweek and Time how great it is. Paul Watson, not even 30 years old, been working for me 10 years, couldn't go get a chest cold. They didn't even swab it. I've had chest colds before I couldn't get rid of. After about a week of it, I go to the clinic. I go to the hospital. I go to clinic here in town, one of my dad's friends owns. I go in there, doctor, nurse sticks a swab in there. They go, come back in 2 hours when we send it to the lab, and they find out what I've got so that I can then get the drug or the antibiotic specifically for that. I'm now ranting. You go to the dirtbag National Health Service, and they didn't even swab Watson, who tried to get well for 2 weeks, and he goes in there, trying to get in for 2 weeks, and he gets in there, and they just go, here's a little pack with some aspirin and some stuff in it. You're going to be all right. And he's like, you're not going to check me or not? No. And then he starts going in saying, okay, I want the form where I can go see a private doctor. You have to get their permission. This is the stinking nanny state that socialist filth creates. And again, the well-meaning socialists, some of them are intelligent, they're smart like Tarpley, but they just don't understand. But the bankers understand how this works. They understand full well what they're doing. And there's this trust of the state. There's this. Take Tarpley. I'm going to get him on sometimes. I had him on last hour, and I like Tarpley a lot. He's a funny guy, smart guy. But, you know, he comes here, and he's like, I like Diet Coke. I like McDonald's. I like GMO. It's no problem. Well, what are you going to do, Alex? Oh, vaccines are good. Get your flu shot. And I'm like, you know all about eugenics and all of this, but it's like some kind of thing of, like, believing because it's proletariat that it's, like, somehow good because it's the government, and let's all go do something collective. It's some kind of – I mean, they just don't get it. They're missing something in their mind that historically lets them see what's happened, and it's so weird. It's so weird. So I don't hate Democrats or liberals or socialists and people. A lot of them mean well, but they just don't get it. Just like Republicans don't get it. They can make all these excuses about what John Roberts did. That's exactly what I expected. I knew one of those Republicans would defect because that's what the system needed. This is about foreign banks getting us totally dependent. And I'm going to say this now. This is what the headline should read. No one is saying this. And this is in plain view. I've been saying for 2 years this is a direct tax to the bankers who own the insurance companies over and over and over and over again. In fact, guys, just search the term. Obamacare is taxed to bankers. Infowars.com. I mean, I'm sure we've named one of the videos that because I know I've said it hundreds of times on air. And now it's finally admitted what it is. And it's not about how I'm right. This is in plain view. They lobby to make you buy it from them, and the government calls it a tax. And if you don't, the Uncle Sam with the IRS collection agency for the Federal Reserve comes and takes your money. So Obamacare is a tax to the Federal Reserve. But everybody's saying it's a tax to the government. It's a tax to the Federal Reserve. Sure, people that are uninsured and stuff, the government's going to be jerking stuff out of your bank account, out of your check, and then you'll get government care. But the rest of it is forcing everyone on to it. So it's a government tax and a Federal Reserve tax. I'm now at the rant point here. And again, this is all run by a bunch of criminals that ship hand grenades to Mexico. I mean, these are terrorists. They're capable of anything. You're not going to play games with this system. They all need to go to jail. And by the way, the truth is starting to come out. I've got a London Telegraph article here. Is it time to consider locking up bankers? Absolutely. Now you're starting to talk. And I don't mean the banker down the street that gives you a loan to buy a tractor or a car or a business. I'm talking about the big six mega banks, the ones that lobbied in unison for this Obamacare. And that's all I need to know about it being bad. Okay, now I'm out of control. Let's go ahead and make a phone call here. We'll go to Frank, Ricardo, Matt, Isabella, Carolyn, and others. Frank in Washington, D.C., the District of Slimebag Criminals. You're on the air. What's your take on all this?
Hey, Alex, I want to know what you think about the possibility of Justice Roberts being on heavy medication when he made this judgment.
It's admitted he's on medication. Do you know what anti-seizure medication, the type that he was reportedly on, Depakote and other stuff, turns into a zombie? Listen, I said back at the time when they were having him approval, he looked like he was on a bunch of meds. I mean, I've been around drug heads. He looks like a stinking junkie. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He's got that look in his eyes, and I have...
Yeah, he looks like I want to slap him upside the head. I'm sick of all these dumb people. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's just what I think's going on. I think he's on the meds. He's in the pocket. I'll take my response off the air.
No, I hear you. I think he just said it. I mean, he's just another ding-dong. Look who they put in there. They're a bunch of weirdos, like a bunch of Igors or something. And the little clown outfit, little black outfits. Let's talk to Ricardo in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First of all, I wanted to say I really agree with, like, everything you're saying about this and your points and stuff. And I actually had something I wanted to say that I was going to say earlier, but you're kind of running short on time, and you cut me off.
Go ahead and – I'm going to cut you off now, sir. We're talking about health care. I remember you – go ahead and say it. Go ahead. What is it? Everybody wants me to screen their call on air. We don't screen them, brother.
Well, I'm part of a resistance team. Like, my friends and I are part of a resistance team.
Good.
And we have something, like, that's sort of urgent. that we'd like to talk to you about, like, privately after the show?
Oh, yeah. Listen, I appreciate your call, sir. I can hardly talk to my wife after the show. Okay, I got stuff lined up from here to Timbuktu, but let me just say this. And I don't physically mean I want to slap Roberts upside the head. I mean, figuratively, these people that are in these dazes everywhere, just shuffling around, I'm tired of you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
GCN listeners are wise when it comes to preparation. They know the realities of unemployment, natural disasters, terrorist attacks, nuclear meltdowns, and the debt crisis. The very real threat of food price inflation and food shortages loom on the near horizon. If you want great value for your hard-earned storable food dollar, you want Legacy Premium from PrepareWise.com. At PrepareWise.com, we offer the best freeze-dried food storage products on the market. Get great taste, gluten-free, vegetarian-friendly breakfast and entrees with a 25-year shelf life, fast free shipping shipped within 3 business days, and our low price guarantee. Compare and see the difference at preparewise.com/GCN. Special discounts available for GCN listeners at preparewise.com/GCN or call 888-545-6265. 1-888-545-6265. And say you heard it on GCN. Prepare now. Preparewise.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the InfoWars.com remix of Ministry by Chris Alanese. Hip, hip, a new world order.
Hip. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at, good and evil.
show for ministry. He's a listener. He's on tour right now. A new world order. A new world order. A new world order. You know what's funny about this? I thought the New World Order didn't exist, or when we defined it as megabanks running our society and us being slaves and the bankers being eugenicists that say they want to kill everybody, and then now it's all being announced, but it's good to kill grandma and it's good to kill babies after they're born, and it's good to shut off the energy and shut down the power plants, and it's good to have checkpoints, and it's good to be controlled and a slave, but it still doesn't exist, and I'm bad for talking about it. I'm the extremist. I'm evil. A new world order. A new world order. I'm burning inside. Burning inside. Ah! I am sick of it. My dad's got a dental office, so they mail in those Southern Poverty Law Center intelligence reports. They send them to barbershops everywhere. And it's like, Alex Jones, evil leader of horribleness, and imagines there's a world government forming, and here's a law enforcement CD that comes with it. I gave it to Kurt earlier in the week. We haven't done a report on it. All because I just see what's happening. I mean, a moron could see what's going on. Okay, I'm now ranting. I'm venting on air. Let's go to Matt in Ohio. Matt, you are on the air. Are you burning inside? Or are you getting ready, like all those Obama supporters 4 years ago, about, thank you, Mr. President, I'm getting a free house and a free car now. Of course, they didn't get it. And you're not going to get free health care either, unless it's, you know, euthanasia and Prozac. What are you thinking right now? Are you pretty excited?
I'm pretty sick. I actually had an upset stomach all day yesterday, even just about all this stuff.
You don't like the IRS going to have your medical records and take money out of your account for a whole new reason? And you don't like the bankers running your life? Come on.
Absolutely not. AKA the Inland Revenue Service.
Yes.
But anyway, there was two things that I wanted to bring up. One is actually kind of with the health care. There was a speech back in, I think, 1969 by Dr. Day that went through this entire thing that they're going to do. And I'm sure you're probably familiar with it. But, it talks about how they're going to take over healthcare and everything. I mean, step by step. It even has stuff above that. They said that they're going to release the new financial market on a weekend. And it's going to be, like, in winter. And it spells everything out. And if you've never seen it, it's something that maybe you should look up. It's definitely worth looking at. But
I think I've heard of that speech. In fact, isn't there, there's text of it? Is there a video of that?
No. They're actually, when they did the speech, he asked for all recording devices to be turned off and not to take any notes. But there was one person that actually took all the notes, and he released
Well,
that.
It doesn't matter now. It all happened. I mean, they were already setting up socialist health care back in the 50s in different countries. Good point. It's good to hear from you. Let's go to Carolyn in Tennessee. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. Alex, last time I talked to you, I was pretty upset because the hospital I was working for was going to force us to take a flu shot to maintain our position. And I just wanted to talk to you about a couple things, but I wanted to fill you on what happened there. I just decided I was fed up and I left. But I don't think anybody else quit. Last time I
went
to
number
hospital,
one, hospitals cannot make you take a vaccine. That's law. But they lie and try to tell you it's the law. Then if you say no, they go, you have to wear a mask now, like you're diseased and bad, because you don't take a flu shot that has never protected you from the flu. It never is the right mutation they pick a year out, and is linked to all sorts of neurological problems, from narcolepsy to seizures to you name it. It's just all a hoax, all a fraud.
Well, they did it, and the last time I was in the hospital, they had one of the nurses running around with a mask on. They wouldn't let me wear a mask because I'm not allergic to eggs, and I couldn't come up with a religious, out on it. So I saw a nurse run around with a mask. She's allergic to eggs, but you told me the masks aren't any good anyway, so it's like this big farce.
Ma'am, the mask is to act like you're a leper. Or like, you know, Nazi Germany wearing a yellow star. It's all theater. It's all shunning. They're like, you won't let us shoot you up with whatever we want. So now, you know, we're going to make you wear a dunce hat. Thank you so much. All right, we're just going to go through call after call straight ahead. 800-259-9231. Let me know what you think.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
InfoWars.com right now. I was just on DrudgeReport.com that we check continually, just like we check InfoWars.com continually. And saw the big headline about, in fact, we can put it up on screen for people watching on TV, but for radio listeners, you can just go there. The big red link is the wiretaps in Fast and Furious. And I, when I saw that, I'm like, well, yeah, didn't I see that a few days ago? Because it is now June 29th. But because the roll call link wouldn't work, because it's getting, well, the top Drudge link's the biggest link on the internet. That's the biggest traffic link you can get. So it's shut down roll call. But I was like, wait, I already saw that. This is just confirming what's happening is the Congress and ISSA into the congressional record is confirming what the Examiner broke. You got to give them credit. Back on June 12th, that indeed, in fact, they even had articles before that, that they had the recordings confirming that basically Holder was in command of the operation. Wait a minute. Guys, I asked for this earlier in the week. We're so busy we forgot. They're pulling it off YouTube. Will you go get Dew to give you our reports from like 6 months ago, proof that White House was running Fast and Furious, and it's their press conferences, Janet Napolitano and Holder admitting it. We'll air those. In fact, I'll play them with Serpico when he comes up. The point is that's proof. We don't even need wiretaps. They admit they were running the program then. They just didn't say what it entailed. And then they're like, we knew nothing. We didn't know this was happening. But the point is that roll call link wouldn't work. So I went and found this, and Emma's posting it right now. Revealed secret wiretap tapes, trouble for Attorney General Eric Holder and DOJ. And I've got the article here. I'm looking for who the writer is on this. I remember seeing it at the time. And it's anonymous source presented secret wiretap applications last week to the chairman of the congressional committee, which could spell disaster to Attorney General Holder. You know, I know who first told me about this. Now I just remembered. And they said Judge Roll getting shot and that congresswoman was actually tied to this. And then get me, we need to get on the show. It's happening as I'm just thinking this all out on air because there's no time to do it off air. Wayne Madsen. See if you can get Wayne Madsen on like the last 10 minutes of the show today, because I remember him talking about his source that had wiretaps. And it was fantastical, but I mean, this is like 3-4 months ago on the nightly news. He covered that. Wow. Wow. So the point is they've got wiretaps of this. Of course, Wayne Madsen worked for the NSA. Anonymous sources presented secret wiretap applications last week to the chairman of the congressional committee. And that's Issa. And now Issa went into the congressional record today and said he has these wiretaps. So the reason this news is so big that Roll Call's covering up there on Capitol Hill, they're the paper that covers that for folks that don't know. What's called Roll Call, hence how they vote. It's called the Roll Call. They're reporting that he's confirming he's got this. So that is huge news. But the story, Roll Call doesn't really have much info. The story's in the Examiner. And I wonder how they got all this. Anonymous sources presented secret wiretap applications last week to the chairman of the congressional committee, which could spell disaster to Attorney General Eric Holder. Fast and Furious defense. The evidence reveals high-level Department of Justice officials approved the gun-walking tactics that could have led to the death of U.S. Border Patrol agent. It's more than one. The committee has been trying for 15 months to get information from Holder, who has used every legal and arguably illegal means to stall the committee from furthering their investigation with information from the Department of Justice. Man, this is turning into Nixon stuff, and Nixon was just stealing some medical records. According to The Hill, indicate the secret documents reveal high-level DOJ officials knew about the approval for the gun-walking tactics. Yesterday, Representative Daryl Issa said the investigation panel would vote next week to hold Holder in contempt of Congress. And again, they did that later. Took about 2 weeks, week and a half. The Justice Department is out of excuses, he went on to say, and it goes on to talk about the reported wiretaps. So there you go. And again, I don't have enough writers. I'm trying to hire all these reporters. I need to hire more writers who understand all this, just because the guys I have are great, but they're busy just posting stuff, writing stuff, because we haven't even tooted our horn, which is not what we wanted. You can get killed doing this. But we haven't even put out our articles now that the Washington Post is responding to White House drug dealing in Fast and Furious, but acting like it's a conspiracy theory when it's been in major newspapers. Again, Chicago Tribune, El Paso Times, things like that. By the time it hits the pages of the Washington Post publication, foreignpolicy.com, it's just like, oh, well, Wayne LaPierre says he thinks it's true, and so does a big libertarian banker that this writer met with. And, yeah, it's common knowledge they think in Mexico the U.S. government runs it. Yeah, the criminal elements. I mean, this stuff is so near the surface now. We are just millimeters from all of this coming out. Millimeters from all of this coming out. So we'll get the article out of Roll Call, the link to it, but it's down. But we were able to get the text part of that. And then we'll put it up there with a link to the Examiner up at InfoWars.com right now. Kurt Nemo is doing that. I think the headline we're going to have is something like ISA confirms wiretaps. Fast and Furious wiretaps. I mean, it's bombshell, because before this was just floating around. Now it's in the record. So that is big news. Again, this is just so much is coming in at us now. And House could arrest Holder with inherent contempt power, or they could have a grand jury impanel in the District of Columbia, District of Criminals. We also now have the agent who started Fast and Furious defending the gun-running operation. Amazing. Let's go to your calls, as promised. Isabella in California, you're on the air. Yeah, you know, these calls have just been all over the map today. Sometimes they're pure gold. Sometimes they're just, like, incoherent, timid, or not there. Ma'am, are you there?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm Isabella. I'm 11 years old, and I'm from California.
Okay. Well, welcome. It's good to have an 11-year-old calling in.
I actually understand what you're saying. My dad and I listen to you all the time.
Are you there with your parents?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We'll make sure you have permission to call in. Well, what do you think about what's happening in the IRS and the Federal Reserve to run your health care now?
Well, I'm a little shocked that the judicial branch actually approves of it. And in school, they're actually pushing us to like Obama. They're pushing us to do certain things like we have to listen to a speech, and I wanted to go to the bathroom, but they wouldn't let me. They said to me, exactly, sit down.
Now, they make you listen to the great communist leader. But expanding on that, I mean, what's wrong with Kim Jong-il? But I shouldn't be sarcastic. You're 11, so you may not get the humor. You're out in California where they try to give you shots without your parents' consent, without your parents saying it's okay. Are they trying to make you take vaccines at the government facility?
Yeah, they are. I went to the doctor's office a couple months ago, and they said, oh, you have to have an appointment to get this vaccine, this and this and this. And no, we never went to my appointment because my dad said it's horrible. It can make you go mentally insane. Let's just say that. And
well, it can certainly screw your brain up, yes. What do you think of government-run health care? What'd you call in about today, Isabella?
Well, certain, like how they're just pushing Obama and they're pushing this and that and health care and same gender marriage. Like my little sister's gym teacher said she's getting married to a girl, another girl. And she thought,
well, I mean, that's what it's all about, is targeting children. And that's where these type of people go and work. And they want to go over to your little sister. How old is your little sister?
She's 7.
And she wants to indoctrinate her. You know, it's one thing if she wants to go off and do something sexual herself as an adult, but I can't even, you're 11, I shouldn't even, the point is, they shouldn't be talking to you about this or your sister. And again, I understand they've wrecked the economy where most parents have to put their children in a government re-education camp, but have your parents gone and said anything to them about them trying to screw your sister up?
No, they just, like, they're like, just don't listen to it. It's dumb how they're just trying to do that.
Well, I mean, the point is they shouldn't be there talking about that to children. And the fact that we now have to talk about it because they've brought it up trying to destroy your innocence. And look at how they're destroying our society. Everybody who pushes this system, it's destroying us. It's not good. Listen, you're going to win by never using drugs, never taking their prescription drugs, being healthy, and helping people in your community. Don't let them destroy you. And it sounds like you've got good parents, though, that they have you listening to the show.
Yeah, no, I'm always listening to it. And it's just like, it's stupid how the school's trying to brainwash it. They're trying to make a monopoly out of everything. Like, Obama's trying to monopoly his health care.
Everything. Well, listen, you've got to do this. Just take material to school. They're going to try to stop you from educating people, and then you make that a bigger issue. Don't conform to their re-education camp. If you've got to be in a re-education camp, do what you're doing. Resist it. Point it out. Like the teachers say, you'll be arrested if you talk bad about Obama. Al Gore goes to the schools and says, tell your parents what to do. They want to destroy your family. These are brainwashed minions of the system. And, you know, the fact that you've got to be in their camp can be turned towards good if you use it to wake people up. God bless you. Winning and staying out of trouble will defeat the scum. Thank you for calling. Okay, let's talk to Robert in Texas. Robert, you're on the air.
Alex, great show today. Thanks for having me on. I was able to sneak past Alan Colmes and Laura Ingraham's call screeners and drop some Builder bombs, some Bilderberg info on their shows on live on the air. I got that video up at Funkmaster 5 YouTube channel. Alan Colmes was actually hilarious. He got mad and just started attacking me and calling me stupid because he really had no rebuttal for the information.
Well, good job. You know, all these guys still say world government doesn't exist, as it's in all the newspapers as a solution to all our problems. I mean, when you bring up Bilderberg Group, for years they said it didn't exist. It really upsets them that they've defended the facade, and now the facade is collapsing.
Just watch how they react. That's why I do these videos, because people have to see the way these shills react when their disinformation is broken up with true information. They go ad hominem and attack you, or they try to cut you off and hang up on you on you know, as quick as they can. And you know, there is a lot behind it. There, you had a record protest this year and hardly any media coverage, and then when you call on their shows and talk about it, they freak out. They panic. So
I hear you, brother. God bless you. Keep up the good work. That guy has called into so many national shows. And that's something I ask listeners to do. I don't talk about this enough. We're putting it all on the line, and we're expending the funds we've accrued to hire. I think I'm going to hire like four reporters slash editors. I announced the female winner last night, but we're going to try to hire two or three. Depends on how much you know they want to be paid or whatever. I've got to figure out our budget. And then tonight on the nightly news, I'll announce the male winner, because we're hiring a male and female reporter. But they're all so great, I want to hire a bunch of people. And then out of the pool of dozens and dozens of great people from Tennessee to Virginia, from California to Canada and Australia, I want to get people to be reporters. And, again, the sky's the limit if we just can organize things. But then you've got to check their reports. And you know, so we're having to put more editorial control into the office and things, because I like to just hire folks I can totally trust and pretty much turn them loose. But sometimes I can't even trust myself because things are moving so fast. You know, you start making mistakes. But we're trying to go to the next level. So spread the word about InfoWars.com. Spread the word about PrisonPlanet.tv. Spread the word about the free podcast on the Listen tab. Spread the word about our Facebook and our Twitter, Real Alex Jones. Please get the word out about what we're doing, because we are busting our hind ends so hard. We also had phase one for the winners of the Obama dictator contest, exposing what a fraud he is. Hundreds of videos came in. Incredible job. Phase two is $10,000. You've got till next Friday to get it done. That's all at InfoWars.com, so find out more about that. And I will announce the male winners today. I couldn't decide last night. I barely had time when I did the nightly news to finally choose the female winner and the runners up. And then now we've got to choose the male reporter. And I've now decided, but I've got to, at the end of the show today, go codify some things and some other issues. But we're going to be announcing that. And I need to hire some more writers. Not just folks who have their own blogs and we pick their stories up. That's great, but there's lots of stuff that I know is going on and yeah, people get on and investigate and report on. I mean, I want a couple more reporters. I need a couple more video editors. I need a couple more graphics people with video and websites and everything. I'm so busy, I never even cut new ads, you know, for products and videos or for sponsors. I never even plug stuff hardly anymore. You know, I'll go a couple days sometimes without plugging books or videos, then you'll hear me do a whole show where, you know, I kind of infomercial for an hour, and that's just to catch up to try to get the funds in to do all this. And we've got 3 million listeners a day, conservatively, 15 million a week listen one way or the other. You count YouTube and everything else, and that's pretty much in North America. There's millions overseas, but we're trying our best, and we know the responsibility we've got. We've got a platform here. And we've got to do a better job. I'm talking about myself. I've got to realize consciously every minute how big a deal this is. But I'm asking you, the listeners, call in to good talk radio shows, bad talk radio, establishment, anti-establishment, so many radio stations. And I started this 5 years ago so I could do a Sunday show 5 years ago so that stations could take that and test it. And it's been an incredible success, but now it's accelerating. Big stations, big, big stations, but always independents. It's not, the big chains don't pick us up, but the big independents now are putting us on Sunday and seeing explosive results and ratings increase very quickly and are like, wow. See, right now we're reaching the real danger threshold. I mean, here's an example. WNOX, number one station in Knoxville. We've got a great station, WBCR. We've been on like 12 years outside town that goes into town. It's gotten ratings over the years when it had no ratings before I was on there to speak of. It had listeners, but, you know, wasn't really showing up big in the book. Its ratings went up. That got WNOX's attention. They put it on Sunday, one Sunday, and I was on their show this morning, the morning show. They said never has the station had a response like that to somebody. You see, that's what's happening. Positive. And so they're like, we want to get you on weekdays. You see, that's how that works. That's happening everywhere. I mean, imagine. I mean, I'm going on multiple new stations every week now, and they're big ones. It's just amazing.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Today only, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry through today only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
I'm going to take your calls a little bit in this segment and the next. And Frank Serpico is joining us, and we'll just cover the general culture of out of control corruption with him. But just briefly getting back to the broadcast, the things I talk about sound really scary and crazy, and I wish that they weren't true. And I certainly make mistakes sometimes, but I'm the first to correct them. But the general information I cover is right down the line what's really going on in this world, and we've proven that. We know what we're talking about. We do the research. We eat, drink, sleep, and live trying to get as close to reality as we can. We all look through rose-colored glasses. But I want the truth. I want Veritas. That's what delivers freedom and prosperity. Not delusion, not illusion. Reality is going to save our culture and our society, and we are going towards the icebergs. We've already hit some icebergs. And the fact that now my radio show is exploding is not something I'm like, ooh, I'm a big shot, this is great. It's the realization of, wow, the fact that I'm becoming accepted more and more shows just how much trouble we're in. It's actually very sad. And it's also very dangerous. And I don't get into being followed and threatened and stuff like that happens some. And I'm just committed to whatever happens. But just remember, this is real, folks. This is real what's going on here. And the fact that Alex Jones is becoming more and more mainstream accepted shows that people now realize we're in deep trouble because things have gotten so bad. Speaking of never plugging sponsors, we sell the best gravity-fed filter because I tested a bunch of them for myself, and it blows the competition away. It's ProPure. We have the lowest price anywhere at InfoWarsShop.com. Stainless steel gravity-fed filters. They got travel ones, big ones, baby ones. We got the Life Straw as well. At the lowest price you're going to find with the Citizen Rulebooks free with it. But 10% off the ProPure filters. Nobody has that at InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com will take you there. Or InfoWars.com. Just click on the shopping cart link. And when you choose to buy high-quality products at low prices from us, it's what funds us. We're not funded by the Rockefellers or NPR or the New World Order. We're funded by you and our sponsors and the books and videos we sell. And what do I sell and promote? Things I think that are interesting, like Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, which is chillingly convincing. That's my dad's quote. I said, what'd you think of the film? He goes, chillingly convincing that Frank Marshall Davis is really Obama's dad. And the whole Kenya thing that they put out on their letterhead and NPR and that she announced at speeches and everything was the cover for who his real dad was. So, yeah, they're hiding who his real identity is and all the birth certificates instead of putting out fake ones because it's Frank Marshall Davis. Wow, that's just how these guys operate. I mean, I always said, I don't know the truth about who he really is, but he's covering something up. Well, now we know. So there you have it. That's also available at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139. By the way, it's sold out everywhere. We happen to buy so many of them. We have them. Nobody else does, but they're printing more right now. We have them discounted at InfoWarsShop.com. And don't forget InfoWarsTeam.com, the best vitamin and mineral supplements that I've found all right there in one place, InfoWarsTeam.com. And please don't forget to support the sponsors of our local AM and FM stations. The fact that they put us on is half the battle. Now it's time to tell everybody about the show. And now is the time to also support those local sponsors or of your local business. Don't think even a small, you know, amount of advertising doesn't help, but a lot of folks get involved. It's your duty, folks, to support this message getting out if you believe in it. You'd have to be dumb not to. This stuff's out in the open now. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I've seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.